patrolling the sidelines on game days and beating the pros inside the lines on off days. A 5'10 guard from Elon University. It's Bally Sports Wisconsin, Zora Stevenson on Homer and Tony.
We got to redo that. That's no longer good enough. She's woo champion, Zora Stevenson. Woo champion.
Yeah, we got to somehow get that in there, yeah. Pebble.
Nobody else.
Got to rework the
open. Nobody else in the league doing what she does can say they're woo champion. She's still smiling.
They can't say they were world champions last year.
That's the only one that counts.
Been you're not going to say that next year. Because you've already said it's forever, so don't try to change now.
I'm not changing. All right. But
just be consistent right now.
I will. But the way they other people work it, in terms of the media and stuff, you can do that and oversell it this year. Zora, good afternoon. I know you're still smiling.
I see the dynamic has not changed, no matter how much time goes by.
Zora, I got to keep this guy in line. He just makes up stuff. He goes one way, then he goes another.
You know what's going to happen? All you're going to say, Homer, you got to tone it down.
Hey, by the way, Zora, Homer doesn't even care what happens this year. I don't even know if he's going to watch because he doesn't care. They are world
That's
champions.
Right. They get a free pass.
He doesn't care what happens. They get a free pass.
I'm hoping for the best, and again, if you could be world champions again, that'd be awesome. But yes, I'm gonna feel this happy all year. And Zora, it's your job, and of course Tony, who's never happy with anything, for you to put it straight. For example, Grayson Allen, clearly Bud believes he can play defense because there's no way he gets a 2-year, $20 million extension if he doesn't guard people. And I'm assuming he was impressed by that, in addition to his other skills, and that's why he got the extension. Am I close to correct?
That's a great observation, you know, thinking anyone who gets to extend their time in Milwaukee is, you know, has some talent on the defensive end because, you know, a lot of times fans are wondering why said players are not playing.
Yep.
And a lot of it usually has to do with defense and matchups and such. So I think you're spot on. But I really think, you know, they were impressed with what he did in the preseason, specifically with the way he played with Giannis, Chris, Drew, and Brooke. They really got minimal time together, but the flashes that we saw were positive. So congrats to him. And yeah, I mean, he'll definitely start out the season, and then, you know, we'll see how things go when it comes to that first lineup out there.
I'm hearing about all the practice and Giannis and that step-back jumper and improving his jump shot. If so, I said he can score 50 a game. He is unstoppable. It's like when LeBron is making threes consistently. What is the accuracy of, or will we know for sure until he plays some, of the jump shot, the step-back, all the different things that Giannis is working on?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, so many things with Giannis when it comes to either free throws or jump shots are mental. Right. I just went back and watched game 6 with Giannis, and he had a 3-pointer, and he was like, Zora, that was a confidence shot. Like, for a player like me to knock that down, now I think I can hit anything. So that just goes to show you so much of his game, like in that, you know, free throw line extended area is all mental because he's been practicing it for years and it's all just kind of comes together. Yeah, I mean, he's looked great in practice, but there's no pressure in practice. There's no, you know, there's not thousands of people watching. So let's see how everything goes, but we know he'll get those shots and he's confident he'll knock them down, and so is the organization.
So unlike Homer, I expect the Bucks to do well. I think that they have, believe it or not, improved the roster, in my opinion. But we're here to get your opinion on the new players on the team and what they might bring in and what you think of the overall roster adjustments that have been made.
Yeah, it's so hard to give you a full opinion on that because I have not seen the entire roster participate, right? So I've seen Shemmy and Rodney in workouts, but I've not seen them go full go continuously. Rodney Hood played in one preseason game. Shemmy didn't play in any of them, right? And then especially like when you add back Dante DiVincenzo, he hasn't played with this entire group. I can tell you, especially when we saw it a little bit in the preseason, but in practice, my goodness, Chris, Drew, and Giannis look like they have been playing together the entire preseason and have not missed a beat. I was just really, really impressed with the camaraderie that they had and the synthesis that those three had. I mean, they were doing some 5-on-5, and it was like three people against, you know, the opposing five. So I was really impressed with just the way those guys understand each other and play within the flow of one another. the way Grayson Allen has kind of just been plopped into that lineup and really impressed some folks, and understanding like his role in that place. Brook is Brook and is going to continue to do what he does. I'm interested to see, because we saw a lot of back to the basket Brook last season, and then the season before that it was like, you know, Brook from the outside. Will we get more of a mix this season? I really just think it depends on the flow of the offense and what the defense gives him. Coming off the bench, George Hill, I mean, you have a real, true, consistent backup point guard. I think that is going to be valuable for the Bucks this season. Expect to see Jordan Ward get some more tick. Bobby Portis, once he's back, you know, that's a fan favorite. So I can go down the list on this roster. Yeah, I mean, it's a good roster. No complaints from that end. Oh, and one last thing, too. The rookie, Sandro Mamukelashvili.
Mamu.
Yeah. Up in the... Go ahead. Yeah, that's Mamu. I mean,
right. I don't know why they're we played against
him. Me and Homer seen a lot of Mamu.
Yes, a lot of skills.
Yes, right. College, yes.
But he's Mamu, and I don't know why. They told us, hey, just call him Mamu, and we did. And then he gets to the pros, and now it's Mamu Majislavich.
Well, you mean his, like, real last name?
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
We never... But
we don't use that, sir. We just say Mamu.
Mamu, and they said it was fine. And that's where he goes to school. But anyway.
Say it again for him, George. Say it again for him, please.
Mamu Sabashvilovich.
No. Zora's got to say it for you, dude.
But yes, all the players call him Mamu. The coaches call him Mamu. Nobody has attempted to say his full name.
Right. It's just
but,
like,
you know,
I think Giannis should just be Giannis.
We are as broadcasters do.
No. We do what the player wants. If the player says Mamu is fine, why am I calling him anything but Mamu? The person whose name it is should determine what they're called. Yes or no?
I agree with that, but there's a lot of nicknames. I mean, all the guys have nicknames. If I were to do that, all the guys would tell me what their nicknames were. Sometimes, I mean, you ask, okay, case in point, Giannis. Yep. You could ask Giannis his name five different times. He'll give you five different answers.
Right.
So which one are you supposed to use?
Well, no, I would go to Giannis, and I think that
they should
do this.
What are Giannis' five names? Hold on. I want to hear a couple.
Adetokounmpo? Well, that's one.
The T's? Yeah. So, okay, right. So how Homer just said it, Adetokounmpo. Mm-hmm. So, like, with D's and B's, you could do Antetokounmpo, T and P, or you could do a mixture of both, like Antetokounmpo. So I used a T and a B.
Wait, yeah, that's what Giannis does?
It really does depend, because like there's the Nigerian dialect, there's the Greek dialect, and then there's this dialect that has like morphed once he got to the States. This season, though, at the beginning of the season, we had all the players say their first and last name. He said Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Antetokounmpo.
So that is what Doris Stevens.
Oh, okay.
Oh, Anteto, like T and P.
Yeah.
So that is what I would say.
Now, here's what I would say to Giannis if I was.
I'd say, make up your mind, Giannis.
No. I would say, Giannis, I would like you to just be Giannis. Just like a legendary soccer. They have one name.
It's like
now,
Prince.
Correct. All of the soccer players. Now, if
Madonna,
this has to be approved by you, the importance of your last name. When I introduce you at the start of the game, if you'd want it that way, then
Sting.
I do your last name. But for the entire time, you're just Giannis, if that's okay with you. I don't know if anybody's asking.
Cher? Cher, another good one-namer. Give me some one-namers, Zora.
No, all soccer players. They're all one
Pele.
Name.
Pele.
Keep going,
another
Ronaldo.
One.
All the ones, just keep going, all the ones.
Serena.
Yes.
Serena is another.
Come on.
I don't.
What?
Serena Williams, a tennis player, I would assume.
I wouldn't say Serena Williams. I would never call her one name.
Magic.
Magic's another. And so it has to be approved by Giannis. The only thing that matters to me is the player themselves.
Zora.
If Giannis likes that, that's what he should be called. In fact, I would put that on the back of his jersey, other than how he wants to do it. And if he wants his name, then I would say, how about if we introduce you the start of each game that way? But after that, you become Giannis. I think that's a better brand, unless he objects to that because of the importance of his last name. What do you think?
Well, the only thing, just knowing Giannis, I mean, his family is so important to him.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're just calling him Giannis, you're kind of, I mean, that's the family name, right? But obviously, at this point, I mean, you say Giannis, and people know who exactly.
I mean, again, I would defer to him. If he says, I'd like my last name used all the time, that's fine. I just think the brand is Giannis, and then however or how often he would like the last name to be used.
Not everybody can be famous one-namer like Homer.
It's an embarrassment.
We're not all that good, Homer.
No, I don't know him well enough. I would defer to you to ask him. I've never called him anything but Giannis. I said, how long ago did I say that? And I know how to pronounce it. I just think he's Giannis. That's a tribute to the greatness of a basketball player like soccer, and the game has become international. The great soccer players all go by one name, correct?
That's fair.
Yeah.
I will say his logo, like his brand, is an A, which is his last name.
Okay.
Yeah. I just wanted a little bit more about Jordan Nwora. I loved him at Louisville. And mm-hmm. I was like, man, I remember telling Homer.
First play, you saw him.
Yeah, I was like, this dude is good. He's going to be good. He's got so much talent locked in there. It looks like it's starting to come out.
Well, I mean, I think the talent was always there and the ability to put the basketball on the hoop.
Right, yeah.
The one thing that Coach Bud, what did Coach Bud bring up when people asked why Jordan doesn't get
Can't guard. Won't guard.
Right. Yeah, I mean, he wasn't that blunt about it. But, yeah, he said improvements on the defensive end, something to that effect.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they really do feel like Jordan's locked in on that end, and it has made some strides. So that is really what's standing in between him and getting playing time. And offensively, being able to impact the game without having the basketball. Because if you're going to be in the game when, like, minutes really matter, you may be playing with Christian Giannis, and you're not going to be the first option. You're not going to be able just to get the basketball and consistently take somebody off the dribble. You're going to have to, like, play through the pass, right, catch and shoot, facilitate. And so they really do want to see him become more of just, like, a complete basketball player more than just a scorer.
I worry about this because I question whether he will ever do it the way they want it. I think I can see him ending up with another mm-hmm. team where he scores 20 points a game. I'm not... And he was kind of the same way at Louisville. Like, as incredible as this guy, why isn't he incredible? And just, he was as skilled at his best, Tony, as anybody in the country when he was at his best.
Yeah, I mean.
So I hope I'm wrong, but I question whether he'll do it all enough to please Bud and ends up going somewhere else on a team that's not very good and he averages 20 a game. See, I hope I'm wrong.
I think he'll get it. I think he'll get it.
I hope so. Anything else, Sora?
Ring night. I know you all are like so locked in and you want to know like what the record is going to be in the first 20 games, and then Tony's going to get mad if the Bucks aren't perfect, but can we continue to celebrate the fact that the Bucks get their rings tonight?
Zora, I'm celebrating all year.
I know you are.
All year.
Zora, I don't expect perfection. Where'd you get that from?
I don't know.
Zora, we came to the conclusion. Was it yesterday?
That's a cheap shot.
Tony's never happy. There's always something he's not happy about. He seems fundamentally a happy person, but there's always something he's not happy about. The Packers with a weak win Sunday. So
they did have a weak win.
We get you there. Okay.
Can you have a strong loss?
Strong loss. Yes, you can, actually.
Don't ever remember one.
Can't have a strong loss.
Okay. Well, when it happens, let us know.
As a matter of fact, I think the Bills had a strong loss.
Oh,
it was just a little slip on that sneak. Oh, yeah, that was a strong loss.
Yeah, but you may say that, but then like when it comes to the front office and like evaluating things,
I mean,
it's
listen,
still a loss.
I don't like the loss part, Zora, one bit.
Yep.
Let's be honest about that. But just like a weak win, it's about how you played. Did you play good? Okay, you might not have played good enough to win, but you played good. You didn't suck. Mm-hmm. You didn't stink it up. You didn't embarrass yourself. Okay, that's mm-hmm. acceptable. I want to see our teams, the Packers, Bucks included, look like a team that can win the championship, right? I don't want to see them look like... Okay,
on day one?
No, I'm just saying, I'm not talking about from day one. I'm just saying, for football, it's different, right? There's only a certain amount of games. So
I
got to see you looking good, right? And basketball is different. I know the beginning of the season, everybody's going to start to get a feeling, blah, blah, blah. But, okay, come February, March, I want to see you playing well. I want to see you looking good.
Okay.
I don't want to see you struggling in a bunch of different areas looking like you just started the season.
Is Giannis 100% now, physically?
I think Giannis would say he's feeling good.
Okay, so the knee's just, it's over.
No, I mean, he's playing. They progressed him into the preseason. Like, he's good. The biggest thing Giannis brings up right now is the fact that he needs to get in shape. That's what he talks about consistently. But full context, he says that every single season. So,
I'm sorry, one thing real quick. How do you see the dynamic and the minutes between DiVincenzo coming back and Grayson Allen? They seem to be same little niche there for minutes.
Right, minutes-wise. You know, they're two different players.
Right.
So I think it'll be interesting to see what Coach Bud wants. And then, I mean, Grayson's going to have whatever, however many games kind of a leg up because he's going to be in the system. He's going to be practicing. I mean, Dante's on the floor, but he's doing individual stuff. So, oh, my goodness. And I know that's a topic. It's a fair question, but I just don't know. I think so much depends on what happens in these first couple games and how Dante comes back, right? That, and that remains to be seen.
Let's just say he's the regular old Dante.
Yeah.
Okay, even in that case, though, that's a tough decision for coaches because you have to decide just which way you want to go. Do you want more of like a catch-and-shoot offensive player? Grayson has athleticism, right? And he's proven that he can guard. Or do you want somebody just a little bit more scrappy and dogged? Or do you like that? And no knock, but do you like having that in your second unit? How powerful and impactful could that be to have? That means you'll have George Hill, Pat Connaughton, Dante, Bobby in your second unit.
Yep.
Not bad. So decisions. I don't think they're too worried about that at this point because you always, have to just deal with the task at hand. And right now, Dante's not playing, so you got to deal with the players that can play.
Yep, sounds good.
Thanks, Sora.
Talk soon.
You bet. The best and world champion. We didn't even ask about her ring.
She took a shot at me. She said, I'm never happy. I am happy.
She didn't take a shot. That's just the truth.
Hey, when I shoot under 78, I'm very happy.
Yeah. Next.